New research shows one of the last known groups of woolly mammoths, the Ice Age beasts, died of thirst. The study is published in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences, and joining us now is the lead author, Penn State Professor of Geosciences, Russell Graham. Professor Graham, first tell us more about what you found.
We found that mammoths went extinct on an island about 5,700 years ago. This is an island in the Bering Sea. It's about 400 miles north of the Aleutian Islands and about 300 miles west of the Alaskan coast, so it's out in the middle of nowhere. The island was originally attached to the mainland on the Bering Land Bridge, which was the area that animals and people and plants could cross between Siberia and Alaska. And then with the melting of the glaciers, the sea level rose, and the island became isolated. And on that island, a group of mammoths were also isolated. And they persisted there until about 5,700 years ago and then went extinct.
And if we're talking about 5,700 years ago, I assume we are not talking about man-made climate change causing this to happen.
No, it's a climate event that happened naturally, and it was a climate that became warmer and more arid for the island. And it was a unique situation that as the glaciers melted, the island formed and it became smaller and smaller as the sea level kept rising. And this reduced the number of watering holes, that is, lakes that were available to the mammoths. There are no springs or creeks or rivers on the island. It's very small. And with the drying of the climate, the mammoths congregated around the water holes. And the water evaporated, and mammoths, probably like modern elephants, require large amounts of water, 70 to 200 liters of water per day. And so they really are dependent upon the water, and with the depletion of the fresh water, they became extinct.
Why did you decide to study this? What does this tell us about what we need to know today?
Well, I'm a paleoecologist, and I'm interested in how communities have reorganized themselves, mainly mammals, in the past because of climate change. The other important aspect is that part of this was caused by the sea level rise itself, in that it the saltwater wedge penetrated the groundwater system of the island, and fresh water is lighter, so it floats on the saltwater. So as the sea level rose, it pushed the fresh water up, effectively making it less and less in the water table. And we're seeing the same thing happen today on South Pacific islands as sea level comes up. And in some cases, people are probably going to have to leave those islands because they're not going to have enough fresh water to persist there. This also may apply to Florida because the same thing's happening there. We have a saltwater wedge, and so sea level is coming up, and as it does, it's again reducing the amount of fresh water in the water table. And so everybody thinks about Florida and looking out and waiting for the sea to inundate them or, you know, flow over the state. But in reality, they may be affected by this limitation of fresh water before that even happens. So it's really a critical factor to understand, and I think this reinforces that we need to really take a look at that.
That's Penn State Professor Russell Graham, who's the lead researcher on this new woolly mammoth study. We'll link you to it at hereandnow.org. Professor, thank you.
Thank you very much.